Well, hello once again, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and we're going to delve into the marvels of the Scriptures. Here, we take a look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapters 13, and then verses 13 to 25. So 13, 13, 25. From Paphos, Paul and his companions set sail and arrived at Perga in Pamphylia. But John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm, he led them out, and for about 40 years he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance at the end of about 450 years. After these things, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed them and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus.' John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to fasten the sandals of his feet.'" So they must have, in a certain way, be giving him a great applause and all kinds of things. And he says to them clearly, "I am not God." Brothers and sisters, what do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to fasten the sandals of his feet. I want you to get that into your heart, that Paul wasn't standing up and proclaiming how good God was and get a following. He was telling them very clearly he was coming to proclaim a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, "What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet." You see how clear he was. Very clear. He wasn't taking any privilege for himself, any honor for himself. He was pointing the way. And Psalm 89 tells us, "Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, 'My kindness is established forever.' In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, and that my arm may make him strong. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. He shall say of me, You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord. How often do you proclaim the goodness of the Lord? Get rid of swear words. Open your heart. It doesn't mean that you have to be quoting the scriptures all the time, but the call is to be a good disciple. You want to be one who's willing to follow and to announce the power and the majesty and the glory of the Lord. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we die? I will get a glimpse. I will see the Almighty God. Don't you want to be ready for that? So many people think that after death there isn't anything. But after death is the life that God wants us to begin to know. The life that brings joy and peace and happiness for everybody. That's what God wants us to have. We've messed it up a lot. But brothers and sisters, when we see him, if we have been faithful to him, he will point us and direct us and bring us to the life that will be ours for life everlasting. Please turn to him. Please give your heart to him. I know we'll make mistakes. We all sin. We all make mistakes. But I just go right away, even before if it's a matter I need to take to confession, I just go to the Lord and say, Lord, please forgive me for that. Please forgive me for what I said or what I did. Please forgive me now. Oh, my goodness, how God is drawn to people who really seek him. And I want you to be among those, every one of you. I want you to be a person who follows him. It doesn't mean you need a rosary in your hand all the time. As I've said to you before, it doesn't mean you have to have the scriptures in your hand all the time. But speak of kindness, of gentleness, of generosity, of encouraging another, of standing beside someone who's in need of help. Those are just a few of the many ways we can serve our brothers and sisters. He loves us, and he wants to love through us. Open your heart to him. And now we take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 16 to 20. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Capital letters, I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I sent receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. So, brothers and sisters, when we see God, and all of us will see God and be judged, doesn't mean you have to be perfect. We're human beings. But have we confessed our sin? Have we been sorry to other people who have just said, I'm sorry what I said yesterday, or whatever the case may be? Are you willing to offer forgiveness to those who have hurt you? Please, brothers and sisters, this is part of the way to heaven, and I want you there. I want you with the huge crowd of people that will be there. But you know, I think This is me. This is just me. But I think when we go to heaven and we see people, we'll see right away all the people we love. I think that. I think God will make it easy for us, because I'm certain it's going to be a great, shocking experience. But how joyful and eternal. Eternal. You want to live forever with God and your loved ones in heaven. That's where you want to be. We may have to spend a short time in purgatory, but we can count on the fact that one day we will see him, and he will welcome us if we have been faithful to him. If we don't understand something, ask someone who could answer it for you. Sisters in your parish, your priests, other priests that you don't know at the parish, but you know of them, ask anybody that you think could give you an answer of what this or that passage means, because it's God's living word, and it takes life inside of us. It lifts us up. It lifts us up, and we follow him. And it's like, not life as you've led it before. Oh, you're a true human being, and you're doing everything human beings do. But when you know that you're not alone, when you know that somebody is with you, you've got the greatest consultant ever in heaven or earth to take it to him first. Don't get angry with people till you've talked to Jesus. Don't be jealous. Talk to Jesus. Whatever the case may be, always just say, Jesus, what do I do here? And then think for a moment. I don't mean a voice is going to come down from heaven, but it's just a thought will come into your mind, or you'll see something that you're reading, and there you say, there's my answer. And you might have to wait days. God knows exactly when you need it. God loves you. So prove to him that you want to be his disciple. Give him time every day, even if it's only 15 minutes because you have many small children, or whatever the case may be. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me in this. Help me to navigate my schedule. Help me to handle my attitude when I'm with other people. Help me to walk with me. Help me. Just pray that every day, and he will do it. It doesn't mean he's going to come out of the sky. He'll do it in his way. You might just, the moment later, pick up a book and ruffle through it, and there's your answer. You'll just be so surprised. But God will also want to say, will you follow me? Will you come to me? Will you work with me? May God abundantly bless you and me and the whole world to draw closer to him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.